Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yap Time, our show. Our show with me, Trevor, and my beautiful fiance,
Raven.
There she is. Yeah, this is our show. This is our podcast. Welcome to our little studio that's been designed and furnished and created by Raven. I really had nothing to do with it. I honestly, as far as this show goes, I really haven't done much.
That's not true. This was also you chose things. Yeah. You liked this carpet.
I did.
That's a Trevor original pick.
Is that a Trevor original pick? I like offered opinions. I don't know that like I
not many, but he did like this carpet.
Okay. I liked the chairs too.
You were a big champion for these knockoff togos.
Yeah. And I was a big champion even once I got here, because even once I got here you were a little iffy and I was like, no, I think they're pretty awesome.
You knew that if you started a podcast, you wanted to be able to lean back and basically fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I think you accomplished it with this chair choice.
That was a really important thing to me, actually. You're right. It's like I wanted a mic arm and I wanted to be able to lounge. Because every time I do a podcast, it's always like sitting at a desk and you're in an uncomfortable chair and you're sitting up. And like when I'm talking for long periods of time, I want to be sitting comfortably with a blanket.
You look like a few moments away from being asleep.
Honestly, I probably could be a few moments away from sleep, but not actually, because I'm pumped because this is our first episode.
Yeah. But I mean, I think that all ties together really nicely because it's like Yap Time, which is inspired by Nap Time.
Nap Time, which we love.
Yeah.
We love Nap Time.
So this is basically that.
Yeah. And shout out to Beacon for these amazing mics. They're beautiful. They've got little light up LED rings, which I was really pumped about. And yeah, they set us up with all of the audio equipment for our show. So huge shout out to them for hooking us up with this stuff. I'm pumped.
Thank you, Beacon. And for those of you at home who can't see, it's BEACN. They're a microphone company. They just do really good stuff and like the software is awesome. So super pumped that they were able to send us stuff, because me and Trevor, we're both gamers, but we don't have like extra mics and stuff for this. So this helped us out a lot.
Yeah, we kind of just have a lot of miscellaneous equipment lying around. We probably have, like, before we got the Beacon mics, we probably had like four different like mic brands shoved away in drawers somewhere.
Yeah.
Which was not conducive. But now it looks beautiful and it's all tied together and it's all the same stuff. So huge shout out. Thank you. But anyway, the show. We're here.
Life updates. Okay. For me, for those, honestly, this is such a loser move for most people who are just getting to meet me, but I'm just going to tell you, I'm unemployed. No job, no prospects, nothing really going on for Raven Rats.
Okay, no prospects as we're starting a new show. Is that not a prospect?
No serious prospects. Just kidding.
That was pretty hard to hear.
No, but I quit my job in October and here I am. There's nothing really has been going on. I like to make music and I like to game and I do social media and stuff, but nothing, you know, the universe didn't send me anything. So then me and Trevor were like, let's start a podcast. And then this used to be our bedroom, moved our bedroom out of this room, put all the podcast stuff in here. That's really funny. That makes it sound like we don't have a bedroom.
Yeah. No, we have it. So we live in a two bedroom and this was formerly a bedroom and the other room was your kind of office studio space. Mm-hmm. And then we just swapped them because it felt better. And it really does feel way better.
It's the vibes in here are awesome.
Yeah.
And I hope the vibes are good for you guys, because like we want it to be cozy, like a place you can come and just chill and hang out and like borderline take a nap.
Yeah. And our bedroom, it feels so much better over there too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what it is about. Anyway, that's enough about the layout of our apartment. No, I mean, you got very far in a lot of job interviews and then the job market is a job market and it just didn't work out, which is okay. And that I think that was the universe really telling us to go all in on making stuff.
Yeah. And like doing content. I left the content world for like real jobs, which is ew. And the universe kind of, I think, is like shoving me back almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So maybe I'll get back into gaming. I've been thinking about doing like a gaming channel.
Yeah.
I want to help you make YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a podcast. So basically a full-time job over here.
Yeah.
Just not paid.
Yeah.
So hopefully it starts to pay somehow.
It's going to pay. It's going to pay. We, yeah, I mean, every video that I have made up until this point has only been because of you. I would not have been able to do it without you. So having, you know, more videos coming out, it's good that you're in the mix because, again, I don't think I'd be able to make
them. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, I'll definitely help you. I will be the editor to your Toontown gameplay.
My Toontown gameplay? You're already promising a Toontown video? I don't know. My life update is pretty simple, I think. I want to make YouTube videos. That's like a goal for this year. I really want to go all in on trying to make my own content with you. I mean, like with you doing this show and then also doing some videos on my own and stuff. Yeah, I'm very excited. I think last year was pretty big adjustment going from kind of having a full-time 45-hour a week Monday through Friday job to now being kind of like a freelance yeah. I go on YouTube channels type beat. And yeah, I really enjoy it, but I also do have a lot of time that I should be using to also make my own videos. So that's my update.
It's going to be epic.
I'm excited.
So whatever you want to see Trevor do, let us know. Yeah. And I'll make it happen.
And Raven will make it happen. I'm trying to be better, I swear.
It's honestly pretty, like, I think modest to say 45 hour a week. Because when you were full-time at Mythical, you were working so much.
Yeah.
I think that's something that people don't expect, especially because you're so silly, like, on camera. And, like, those videos are so fun to watch that it's, like, you can forget just how much work all of you guys are, like, putting into the actual job and channel.
Yeah, no, it was not an easy, you know, have fun, goof around all day job. Like, there was a lot of work, but all you at home got to see was the silly, fun, goof around part. So it was a lot, but I mean, also being a freelance, not full-time employee has its own set of challenges and difficulties.
Yeah, 100%.
For sure. But I mean, I'm excited. I love it. I think, as far as just like passion, like I think I'm really enjoying what I do now, and I'm really pumped for doing more things yeah. like this. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
I'm excited for you. I think last year, like you mentioned, it was you were figuring stuff out, and I think it was really like hard for you. Mm-hmm. It's funny, we've both kind of helped each other through our like unemployment phases.
Yeah,
me currently, and then you kind of last year going away from your full time job into content creation. Yeah. Yay. We're so cute.
No, it is. I'm excited to do all this stuff with you because I think that, like, yeah, had I been on my own or doing this on my own, it just never would have happened. I would have just gotten comfortable kind of doing the things that I do now. But I want to push myself. I want to do more. I want to create fun things. So.
And we're going to document it.
We're going to document every step of the way.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to vlog Creator Clash when that comes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty soon.
Yeah, that's my other life update, is that I've been getting punched in the face for the last 5 months, 6 months, 4 months. I'm so scared. I'm not scared. It's really, as far as like a experience as a whole, it's been really amazing. I mean, I've talked to you about this. Like, it really has been amazing for like my mental and physical health. It's given me some pretty good habits. Like, I'm getting up earlier. Obviously, I'm working out more. Physically, I feel a lot better. However, I really don't like getting punched. And I also don't really enjoy punching people.
Yeah.
So that's a hurdle that I'm going to have to continue to get over.
That's something that you're going to have to figure out.
Yeah.
It's honestly been pretty frustrating just how good working out has been for you.
Yeah.
It's been pretty annoying because Trevor and I, we used to talk so much about like, ooh, we should start working out. Or like, he would mention, you know, sports was so important to him, like in your childhood, and you're always physically doing something. Mm-hmm. Not me, though, and not me now. but it was something I aspired to do, and you're doing it. You're waking up at like 7 a.m. mm-hmm. to go work out for an hour doing cardio.
Yeah.
And then like, it's good for you. I can tell because you come home, he's all happy. He'll bring me like a coffee or something. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in bed. But I'm happy that it's been really good for you.
Yeah.
I can tell. And hopefully I can, I don't know, learn a thing or two.
I think that's going to be the biggest thing is after this is over, can I continue that? Mm. because I would love to not continue boxing necessarily, or at least boxing and sparring, because that's really what I don't love is punching against someone else. Punching a bag is really fun, and doing like boxing workouts, like it is a really good workout. So that's something that I could see myself potentially continuing, but I hope I don't fall off a cliff as far as like fitness goes and working out. I'd love to keep it up. So praying for that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you will. I think it's something that you've figured out now in your adult life, which is different than figuring it out in your like childhood. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I was different. You had like people to take you places and like to, I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah.
You're like your own parent and you're parenting yourself well.
I don't know if I'm. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I have to be responsible for myself, which is scary, unfortunately. I wish I didn't have to be responsible for myself.
That's honestly like a whole topic for another day. Yeah. Like being an adult. I don't know if I want to delve into that right now.
We can do a 10-part series on being an adult.
Literally.
The whole 10-part series is just being like, I don't know. It's all right, I guess. Biggest life update for us recently. If you hadn't heard, we are engaged to be married. Is that how you feel?
I'm very excited. Every time we talk about this, I get all cheesy and embarrassed. But yeah, no, we're engaged and it's awesome.
It is awesome. We're engaged. And every time we say that or people congratulate us, the first thing that they ask is, have you set a date? And we have not set a date.
Yeah. And then we're like, no, we haven't even set a date to set a date.
Yeah. No.
No plan. But that's what, you know, being 20 and all I will do to you.
Yeah. Having like, no, I mean, we're like, God, gotta pay the bills. Like I gotta have money to pay rent, let alone pay for a wedding venue.
I can't imagine being in a place in my life right now where I could afford to do something like that.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know, you need years of rich family members behind you to be able to afford a wedding in 2025.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I was talking to friends. I mean, we just went to Lily's wedding in Mexico.
Uh-huh. yeah.
And Lucas, who also works at Mythical, he was talking to me and apparently like international, like destination weddings are just incredibly cheap, way cheaper than anything, like especially in LA.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. He's getting married in Barcelona.
Oh my God. So it's just like low key better to leave.
Yeah. I think it literally is like more, it's like less expensive to go travel somewhere else and get married than it is here.
That's so embarrassing for us.
Yeah.
In America.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
Yeah. And it's tough because like, I don't know, when we get married, the idea of a wedding, like going to Europe and having a wedding there and it being cheaper than doing something here sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. But then I feel bad because it's like, you got to ask everyone else to go to Europe, you know?
Yeah. No, so. I don't think anyone would go for me. Like at Lily's wedding, there was so many people. Like I was honestly shocked. Like they are so loved.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who the heck would go to Mexico for me?
I would go.
That's big. That's good. No, but I'm like, I don't even know if I have a friend who would go to Mexico to see me get married.
I think you'd be surprised.
Like what? People just like being like, vacation or like.
Well, I mean, like think about us. Like I'm not like a wedding guy. I'm not a big party guy. And we went to Lily's wedding.
Yeah.
And like that was like a big thing. Like, I mean, we'd never taken an international trip together before. Like that was a big.
And there was people there who had like never left America or something.
Yeah. So who knows? Maybe the power of love is.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just do like an open invite.
Open invite.
Like, hey, guys.
Yeah. Just...
We're going to be here around these dates. So you may be.
Yeah. It's just a lottery. Like, hey, we're going to be at some point in these 2 weeks, we're going to be having a wedding. Maybe you'll see us there.
If you want to be there, good luck.
No, it's very exciting though. It's awesome to say that you're my fiance. I think that's like, I know it's like such a different, like, because obviously, I don't know, seeing girlfriends sounds like so like high school. Be like, oh yeah, this is my girlfriend. And then like a step up from that is like partner.
Yeah.
But I don't know, being able
you
to
say. You
can
say partner at any time.
Yeah.
Or like partner.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it's like a next step, like you're my girlfriend. Okay, do you want to be my partner now? Like but just like as a word, you know, and how serious it sounds.
Fiance, also, I should have probably asked you this sooner before. I don't know if it's like fiance or fiance. Is there like a difference?
The words you just said are the same.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Fiance or fiance?
Right.
I think fiance.
Fiance.
Yeah, fiance. Now it doesn't sound like a word.
No, it doesn't sound like a word. No, but you're the perfect little like fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just it suits you so well.
Suits me.
Like you are a fiance.
I don't know what that means.
Like it's just such a cute, pretty little word, like you. Like little Princess Trevor, you know? If it's your vibe.
Okay. I'll take that. Okay, so we got engaged a bit ago, mm-hmm. back in December.
Yeah.
Did you know that it was coming? Or when did you know that it was coming?
When did I know that you were going to propose?
Yeah. Well, not when did you know, because obviously we talked about it like a while before it happened. We knew that it was something that we wanted to do. But like, when did you know that like, oh, he's going to do it soon?
Well, I think this is important context too, because we did talk about it a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think we knew pretty early on that like we were just like, I don't know, I guess sometimes you can have those conversations with like your like casual partners, like girlfriend, boyfriend level. But we had conversations about like just potentially getting married so early on. Mm-hmm. And you had mentioned, especially after we moved in together. God, when was that though? 2023?
July of 2023.
That was so long ago. Okay, well, anyways, the point is, at the top of 2024, you said, I'm going to do it by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't something that I took super, super serious. But when we did hit December and then we hadn't gone on a date in a while, because we used to do this thing where like once a month I would take you on a date and then the next month you'd take me on a date. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of fell off from doing that, I think, with me being unemployed and then just kind of life got crazy.
Yeah.
So then in December, randomly one day you're like, on this Tuesday, we're going to go on a date. And I just get the Google Calendar invite.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I knew.
I put our dates in Google Calendar.
Yeah. No, I like it. Yeah. That's something that we do. And I think it's crazy if you don't.
Yeah.
I think having our calendar synced is important. But when you set that date, I was like, I think that's when I knew. And then I definitely knew when you were like, let's go get outfits.
Okay. It was tough. I knew that you knew it was coming. I guess. I was hoping that you didn't really remember the whole like by the end of the year thing, but I still wanted to do it. And I was like, maybe. I mean, I did it. What was it? December 19th? December 19th. No, it wasn't. I wanted to do it December 19th.
Because that was our first date.
And then we had to do it 2 days. Oh, shoot. No, because the date in my head for so long, I was like, I'm going to do it on December 19th, because that was the date of our first ever like official date, I think.
Right. I want to say 16th.
I think it was 16th.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Okay. Well, it was right before Christmas. And I think that's the only shred of doubt that I had. I was like, oh my God, it's so close to us leaving to go visit your family.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of like, this is crazy for him to do it so close to us leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But you did.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I definitely didn't want to do it in Idaho. No offense. Oh, no God. Offense to the family. But because I know sometimes people do that. I've seen like proposals on Christmas, like at holidays.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's just like, I want it to be us. And then I want to go home to the family and be like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if I could do like a big in front of everyone type thing. That's so scary.
Yeah, we're just like doing it there. Like, I don't know. It seemed like it would be a lot more like effort to set up, I guess, or figure out.
Yeah, it was super cute though for the girlies at home who want details. he took me to, oh my God, what is it called?
It was the South Coast Botanical Gardens.
Okay, a botanical garden. Very cute. And we love to go to botanical gardens. So it was like a new one. Drove me quite a way.
Yeah.
Quite a ways down. And then we got there and there was like a picnic set up. It was super cute. I guess that's something they do kind of there.
Yeah.
That you requested. And there was like a little charcuterie board. And then it was just like super adorable, like dressed up. And we walked over like this little hill and then you could see the table all laid out at the bottom of the hill. And it's just so funny. It's so funny because definitely, you know, like there's like levels of surety.
Uh-huh.
But obviously it's like walking up to a picnic at a botanical garden.
Yeah.
Like, you're about to get engaged. And I'm having to walk and act kind of normal. When did you know that I knew?
Oh, I figured you knew well before. I figured you knew. Yeah, probably when I said that it was a special date, like way back, I was like, we got a special date on this day. Like, I figured you knew, yeah. Which is why it caught me off guard when after it happened, you said, I had no idea. I was like, really?
Well, okay. I can explain that. It's because it was your dad on the phone. Your dad, we talked to your parents, or I guess it was just your dad at that time. And then he was like, did you know? And I just like panicked and I lied.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Ever. But I was like, no, I had no idea. And then later that day, we went to go get dinner. And then on the way home, I had to confess because we literally don't have secrets. And I was like, I have to tell you something, but you can't be like upset or feel bad. And then I was like, I knew the whole time.
Yeah.
So I kept it a secret for like, I don't know, 3.2 hours.
Yeah. And when you said that, when you told me, you were like, I knew, I was like, okay. Good.
You're like, that makes more sense.
I was like, that makes more sense because I don't think I did a good job hiding it. I forgot my dad. Oh my God. I don't remember exactly how the conversation went, but when my dad calls me and we're at home, we'll be sitting on the couch and I'll just put it on speakerphone, but you don't really talk like on speakerphone.
Yeah.
So you'll just kind of be there listening to us have a conversation. And then he said something on speakerphone.
Oh.
I think he might have literally said, hey, how's Operation Engagement going or something like that. And then I just fully froze and paused and I was like, I literally don't remember what I said, but I think I just like immediately tried to steer the conversation away.
Yeah, no, that was super, super funny. That was so funny. I forgot that happened. And then I think he was like, oh, I hope I didn't like spoil it. And you're like, no. Fine. She's somewhere else.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Everts, again, if you're hearing this. We lied.
But it's okay. I mean, I like you said.
It wasn't a spoiler because we knew.
We knew. You knew that it was coming.
We had intention.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, at any point in time, like talking about the engagement, it's like you knew that it was coming at some point by the end of the year.
I was surprised on one of our Instagram posts. To see somebody say that, like us getting engaged after 2 years was so soon.
Mm.
I think we have some scarier dates to share.
Yeah.
Like the fact that I guess this one's not too bad. We started dating 2 months after meeting each other.
Yeah. Which is like a pretty normal amount of time. Like we kind of met, we're talking.
Vibed a little bit,
started dating.
We basically started living together like a week after meeting each other.
Yeah. So
our relationship is so like lesbian coded.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Like me and Trevor met the day before. No,
our first date. So December 19th, our first date was the day before I left to go home for the holidays for like 10 days or something like that.
In 2022. Yeah. So you went home. We had our date. We had a little Mediterranean food. He didn't kiss me.
Yeah.
I drove from Culver City all the way up to the valley to go have lunch with you. And then he didn't kiss me.
I was scared.
And then I drove all the way back home. And then he left for 10 days.
Yeah.
And we talked every day.
And I remember I was staying. Oh, my God. It was so funny. Because I, you know, obviously was laying on the charm thick, rizzing, you know, out the wazoo. But I I was home and nobody knew about you at that point. Like my family didn't know because we like just started talking.
You barely knew about me at that point.
Yeah. But I told my sister on that trip. I told my sister and that was the first time. And I remember telling her and I was like, yeah, I was like, it's this thing. I was like, it's literally barely like it's brand new. I was like, but she's pretty awesome. Like, I would love to hear like, because, yeah, I'd love to hear what Shannon has to say about like that conversation, like what she remembers.
Probably nothing. She was like, OK, Trevor's got a little girlfriend.
OK, whatever.
Because it was so fresh. It was so at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But then you came back right before New Year's. Mm-hmm. And then we spent New Year's together. That's when I met a lot of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And. Yeah, basically, I think you spent the night like that weekend. You came back and then we never stopped spending the weekends together.
Yeah, I spent that whole weekend at your place. And yeah, it started off as spending all of the weekends together. But I mean, here's the thing you have to understand is we had a long distance relationship at the start. And I'm not even joking. Like,
no, it's true.
Living in Los Angeles, I was, you know, at the time living in Burbank and you were in Culver City. And for those of you who don't live in Los Angeles, if I wanted to leave after work on any given day, if I left work at like a normal time that I would leave, it would take me an hour and 15 minutes or more to drive to your place.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
And so I would do that. And I just did it. Yeah. And I started doing that. Like, I started doing it every day. I would leave and I would go to your place after work. And then it got to a point at some time where I was like, I would drive home at night or something. And then I was like, okay, well, what if I just stay the night and then I can go to work in the morning from your place? Like, that way I don't have to drive home at night.
Yes.
And then that turned into me then spending multiple days in a row that weren't the weekends. I think it probably started on like I spent Friday night, Saturday night. And then I was like, well, what if I spend Sunday night too? Yeah. And I'll drive in on Monday.
We truly hated being separate from each other. Mm-hmm. It sucked so bad.
Yeah.
Like when you had to leave on a Sunday, go home so that you can get ready for work the next week. It just like was the worst.
Yeah.
It was like, why are you spending so much time driving away?
Yeah.
When you could just be here.
Yeah. No, it really was.
And I think also something that blurred the lines is that's right around when I got laid off at the job I had at that time at 100 Thieves. And that was one of the times where it was the middle of the week. And then you like showed up with an orchid for me and like some snacks to make me feel better.
Yeah.
And that was like one of the days where I was like, oh, well, you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And you already drove so far.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so it's like things like that happened. And then you just like stood the night. And anyways, we moved in together after being dating for 6 months.
For 6 months, yeah. And we moved in and it worked out because your lease was ending and you, I was in a living situation that like wasn't going to be terribly difficult to get out of as far as roommates go. And yeah, it was like we knew we wanted to move in together at some point and it was kind of like, do you try and find a roommate or find a place on your own for a year and then like I wait that long, or do we just try and pull the trigger right now and make it happen? Yeah. And yeah, it was scary. It was scary to move in with you, I think. I think it's a testament to how like sure I was and how much like I knew that I loved you and wanted to be with you. Because in any previous relationship, the thought of moving in with someone was like so scary that like I didn't even want to talk about it. Like I didn't want, any time it got brought up or even mentioned in passing, it made me like physically uncomfortable to be like, that's scary. I don't want to do that, you know? And then with you, it was scary, but it was something that I'm like, yeah, I can do. I want to do that. It sounds like it'll be a good thing. It was just kind of that mental hump that I had to get over of like, it's actually happening and taking the steps to do that. But
yeah, no, that's crazy. Yeah. I think the scariest part about moving in together for you, I would have perceived as having to tell your parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a really big scary thing for you.
It was.
We actually like moved in together before you even told your parents.
Yeah. No, it was very, I remember telling you, yeah, we talked about that a lot about how like I was stressed about like telling my parents. And yeah.
Honestly, like our story is so weird. It's like, I know people say when you know, and I've always been like, yeah, that's true. But no, it's like, that is so freaking true.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you know, because why the heck would I move in with you after 6 months of knowing you? Like that's bonkers.
Yeah, me. We're talking about me.
Bananas.
Like, we're not talking about like a normal guy.
Yeah, no.
We're talking about an idiot.
Shut up. No, but it's like, yeah, when you know. And it's been awesome and I wasn't scared to do it then. And yeah, we're good. We're good together. Did you burp?
A little bit. Okay. No, it was the best thing though. Like it genuinely, I don't regret it ever. I don't ever think like, oh, maybe it would have been better if we waited a minute. Like it was crazy how quickly just like my quality of life went up being in a space with you. I mean, it was the first time, you know, since I'd moved out of my parents' house that I had like a space that I felt like fully comfortable in. Mm-hmm. It's like being at home, you know, like that was comfortable for me. Like, but ever since moving out and having roommates, you know, there's some sort of level of like well, the space isn't really all mine. Like, this space isn't, like, there are shared spaces that I can't fully be myself or whatever. And then moving in here with you is, like, instantly just, like, there's a whole apartment that I could just be free in.
Yeah. Yeah, there's, like, a level of comfort that you underestimate when you have roommates.
Yeah.
Or not underestimate, but, like, undervalue.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't have good luck with roommates. my roommate situations, I'd lived with roommates in two different situations, and in both scenarios it was just like a mess. It was like gross. Like, the roommates I had weren't very clean. And so I think that's probably actually the only thing I was kind of worried about with you. I was like, oh, it's another boy.
Yeah, it's a boy.
But we're both messy. But we're not like dirty.
Yeah, we're not gross. We just have things. It's like clutter. Yeah. It's not like there's roaches crawling around because I leave pizza boxes under my desk.
Right.
Type stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty spot on.
No, I mean, my roommates that I've lived with, like, at least here in LA, like, none of them were bad. Like, they were all good people, like, and nice and clean too. Like, there wasn't anything weird. It's just,
you can't walk around in your underwear.
I can walk around in my underwear. Even like watching TV in the living room, it was always like in the back of my head, like, oh, what if, you know, he comes home and I have to make small talk while watching the show? Or like, what if he comes home and like has a friend or something, and then like they want to use the living room? Like, I would just stay locked away in my room because that was the place where I felt like safe.
Mm-hmm. It's not even anything against them. It's just, I don't want to talk to people.
Literally all me. When would you say that you knew? We moved in together after 6 months. When did you know that, like, okay, we're gonna get married?
That is an interesting question. You and I have talked about this a little bit, like how we're just raised so differently and like in different life scenarios. I don't even know what you would call it. Yeah. Just like where maybe I was raised not understanding or having as much of an emphasis on the importance of marriage. My parents are divorced twice. And then I don't think I've ever seen like a married couple who didn't like argue. Mm-hmm. Like, even when it comes to, I was thinking about this today in the shower. I had a friend, and her parents were together, which was a big deal for me. I was like, whoa, parents who are still together. Like, crazy. And then I just thought they were like the perfect parents because obviously they were still together and everything. But then I'd spent the night or something and I saw them have an argument or heard them have an argument. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, cool. So like everyone does this.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to realize, and it's really scary actually, that like my reality and the things I experienced aren't necessarily true. And all of that to say, I don't know if I ever really considered like the longevity of you and I. Until like really, really recently, where I was like, we're just a pair. Like, we are not, you can't take us apart.
Yeah.
Like, every decision I make now is like, oh, it's me and Trevor.
Yeah.
And that's not something I'd ever considered being a possibility. Like, in my childhood, it's not like a framework I had in my mind.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
I think so.
I knew some point after we moved in together.
No, I get that. It's hard to pinpoint, obviously, like an exact moment. I'm sure there was a moment at some point, you know. Actually, honestly, I think there have been dozens of moments across our time of living together where I'm like, yeah, like, I'm going to marry you. Like, I know I want to be with you. But I mean, in the same way, like, I was in one long-term relationship before dating you. But all of the experience with love that I'd had up until that point, and as far as it relates to marriage and wanting, you know, something long term, I didn't realize how, like, it was shocking to me how sure I was, like how easy it was for me to be like, yeah, this is what I want. Like, this is the thing that I see it. It's so clear in my mind, like spending like the rest of my life with you, like growing old together, like envisioning our wedding day in my head and seeing you like across, you know, right across from me. Like, it was so clear. And I thought that was something that you'd have to like build up to, like for a while. I thought it was something where like you'd date and you'd be together for a while. And then slowly over time, you build that image of the future in your head, like that, like, yeah, you may not be sure about it now, but, you know, if you stay together long enough, that will come.
You work towards it.
Yeah. But like, that wasn't the case at all with you. It was like so easy for me to just like crystal clear, like in my head, seeing you and being like, yeah, I you're my future. Like, I want my future to be with you.
That's so crazy. The first time you told me that, I probably was like, okay. I probably didn't take it very serious.
Yeah. I think you often don't take me serious.
Well, that's because you're a silly, funny guy. But no, I don't think I understood like the depth of what that meant to you. You know, like at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I've come to like understand you better and like know where your values are. Mm-hmm. But at the top of our relationship, I was like, okay, he's just trying to riz.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of the things I say probably come across as like very cheesy and like, ooh, hopeless romantic. This guy's trying to take, you know, say lines that would be in a rom-com type deal. But no, it's like, it's actually the, you know, the way that I feel. I feel like I'm pretty.
Yeah. You're pretty sappy.
I am.
Yeah.
You I think like it.
I do. I really, really do. I love that. Like, I love just like how unapologetically just like sweet you are. You're so cute. I feel like especially men they struggle with like just being kind of sensitive and like emotional, and that's pretty lame.
Yeah, no, I'm really sensitive and really emotional.
You
I probably could work on you in a little bit less.
No, I think it's perfect. I think that's something honestly online that people could maybe assume about you, and I think they do, like how they called you, like, what was that for Mythical Kitchen? Princess?
Is it something? Oh,
America's Princess?
The People's Princess.
People's Princess. Like, I think people can, they feel that vibe from you, but they don't know it for sure. So yeah. I'm here to confirm. Trevor is the People's Princess through and through. Honestly, such a sweetheart. Raised by amazing parents.
I love my parents.
Your parents are amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I love them. They did. I mean, my dad loves my mom so freaking much. Like,
yeah.
I think that genuinely, like, growing up and, like, seeing them, I think that, like, having that love, like, modeled for me mm-hmm. through them, I mean, it's just, like, it's gross. And, yeah. like, it's so funny because, like, growing up, I was, like, my dad was just, like, we'd be, like, walking, you know, into a restaurant or something, and he just, like, grabbed my mom's butt, like, when we're walking in the parking lot. I'm, like, dude, come on. Like, that's mm-hmm. gross. And then, like, God, now all I want to do is grab your butt when we're walking in the parking lot. But like little things like that, where it's like you can just tell, like, he's my dad, like, only wants to hang out with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not the type of guy to be like, oh, time for our monthly boys weekend, like with the boys, where we can let loose and finally get away from our wives for a weekend and chill. It's like, my dad doesn't, like, all he wants to do is hang out with my mom.
Yeah.
He, like, hangs out with other people. Like, he owns a cigar lounge, and he goes and sits in the cigar lounge. And then he's like, no, I'm going to go home and sit in the garage with my mom.
And do exactly what I'm doing here. But
yeah.
With the love of my life.
Just alone with the love of my life instead of a bunch of smelly guys.
Yeah. Honestly, I get it. We do that kind of in our own way, where we just stay home and watch TV.
Yeah. You're my favorite person to hang out with. Like,
yeah.
like genuinely, like, there isn't a person, like, an activity that I would do where I'd be like, I'd rather not do that with you.
Yeah, no, literally.
Not anything against our friends or anything like that. Right. It's just I love just chilling.
It's just when you're able to be, like, your full self and just, like, totally comfy with someone. Like, why would you leave that?
Yeah.
Why would you want to?
Yeah.
I had something I was going to say.
You can get there. Feel free to get there. I'm going to whip out my iPad really quick. Check out, because here's the thing is about me is that I'm a prepared podcast producer, and I have an outline.
Okay.
And I haven't looked at it this entire time.
We're just riffing.
Yeah. No, and it's great. I was like, I didn't want to just like look at the iPad the whole time, but I'm just checking where we are.
I remembered what I wanted to say.
Okay. Cool.
Oh my God. Wait, I kind of freaking lost it. Wait.
No. You got this.
I wanted to say and emphasize. Like, that I know this might, like, him and I talking in our relationship might sound really corny and just, like, really kumbaya or whatever. But I hope somebody watching or listening, like, does take it serious, because I wish I had had, like, or understood that it could be this easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be this healthy and nice. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone deserves that. And you should aim for that and, like, settle for nothing else.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's also not like, I mean, it's not like we've never fought or never had a disagreement. I think that, like, something about it that we say all the time is, like, we really are a team. And, like, anything that happens in our lives that is difficult or any disagreement, like, it's never, you know, me versus you. It's always like, okay, there's this issue or this little thing that we had, and now we're going to work together to figure it out and get through it. And so there's never been like we've never gotten into any crazy like big conflicts, and all of the things that we have had to go through, we've done it together, and it's just, I don't know, made us stronger. I feel like we could do, and we probably will end up doing a whole kind of like episode on just relationships, because I feel like I've learned so much being in a relationship with you. I definitely had to grow up a lot. I did. You taught me a lot of things, and you've made me a lot, just like a much better person. I'm a much better person for have known you, for having known you and having loved you and been loved by you.
That's so sweet. But no, I was gonna say I think I'm a better person. I think I've made you more patient. I've definitely put you through the ringer, I think. Just, again, not to harp on it, but just like me not really understanding like the dynamics of a healthy relationship. You definitely had to be like, hey, that's not normal. Yeah. Like, figure it out in a gentle, loving way. But yeah, I don't know. It's great.
Yeah, not to say that I'm perfect. I think that one thing that you helped me grow a lot in is coming at things like really like listening first and not having like an emotional reaction to things first. I think that's something I struggle with, is like if there was an issue or thing that happened, like when you my first reaction would be like, okay, how am I feeling, and why is that, like how can I communicate how I'm feeling to you, instead of like understanding where you are coming from first and then talking about how I felt. I think it's a really important step to be like listening and processing the things that you're saying and understanding those things before being defensive in any way. I don't know. That's just something that I have had to be a lot better about, because I think I wasn't great. And I think there were a lot of times, especially early on, where like you had a valid thing that you wanted to bring up and I would get defensive about it. And I've gotten a lot better about not doing that and hearing you first instead of thinking about myself. So
honestly, I think that's like a level 500 thing, though. That's like a really hard thing to do. I think I still struggle with that. I think we both probably, we're always going to be working on things, but that's like something I don't think is very common. It's really hard to get someone to like take a step back and be like, okay, but let me think about their emotions and like their perspective when you're feeling so like emotionally heated or not just like emotional. Emotions are a very powerful thing. So being able to step away at all for somebody, I think, is a really, really strong testament of like just loving them.
Yeah. Where did you think when you were younger and you pictured yourself being engaged or about to be married, where did you think you were gonna be? How different is it from where you actually are right now?
Oh my God. None of my life has panned out how I thought it would have when I was in like middle school or something.
Yeah.
With like my content creation stuff, I started that late in college, and that brought me to LA, which obviously brought me to you. But before that, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Like, I majored in marketing, but I didn't know that I wanted to do social media. I knew that I kind of liked cameras and I kind of liked singing, but I had no vision. And I think literally the only thing I expected for me to have when I was engaged is just kind of like a full-time job.
Yeah.
A person with a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, maybe plans for like kids and getting a house.
Yeah.
Like, I think I literally was just like, I just want to make enough money, be with someone I'm kind of happy with, and then have kids, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really thought more, or honestly even thought I was going to be so happy with the person I was with. I don't know if I, that's so crazy to think about, but it's honestly just so honest.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever expected to actually like truly, truly love someone like how I love you. Like I anticipated more challenge. And just like things to overcome. You're so cute. If you're not watching the video, and Trevor was just cheesing.
I was just cheesing really big. God, yeah. I think that's, I mean, I could go on and on, I think, for hours and hours about how much I love you. But we definitely, I know that we'll do an episode at some point talking.
Just about how much we love each other.
Just about how much we love each
for
other.
For like 40 minutes, we'll just be like, I love you so much.
Yeah. Well, that's basically, we already do that.
Like, we're basically doing that now. Yeah. Sorry.
I keep bumping my mic. Yeah, I mean, that's, I think that's probably a good place to stop here. I think that before, because I could keep going on and on, and I think the next thing that I would have started talking about probably would have gone on for a while longer. So
that's a good thing we're starting a podcast.
I know. I've got so much. I love talking to you.
Yeah.
I love talking to you.
Yeah. I think it's awesome. Like, now people will know a little bit more about like us, but also the thing that excites me the most about making content and doing this with you is the prospect of like our kids being able to see it. In like 13 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And just be like, ugh, look at this cringe video of my parents.
Oh my God.
That'll be so awesome.
That's a really horrifying thought that you just put into my head, is having children someday that will watch content that I'm in.
Dude, and you, it's way too late for you.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so over for you.
It's over.
It's not even worth thinking about for now.
Yeah. No, they're going to think I'm hilarious. Yeah, so that's our life update, and also first episode of our podcast together. That was yap time. How do you feel? How do you feel about that?
Yappy.
Okay.
That's so bad. Sorry.
That was really rough. I think we got to start from the beginning. I think we got to start the show from the beginning.
Cut the tape.
Yappy.
Maybe I'll just like make merch. It'll be like a hat and it'll just say yappy.
Yeah. I like that.
Don't talk to me. I'm yappy. Or do talk to me. Anyways.
We'll cook on that.
We'll cook on that.
Thank you for watching. This is, let us know if there are any like topics of conversation or anything that you would want us to talk about. I mean, we'll probably end up talking about anything and everything on the show. I have made Raven promise that we can do an episode at some point where I get to just talk about pirates to her for an hour.
Yeah.
So I'm really pumped for that. Watch out. Stay tuned for the pirate episode.
He loves pirates.
Let me check. There is something, because this is new. We wanted to talk about memberships for the channel. So YouTube memberships are something that we're going to be implementing, just because obviously this is, you know, a job for us. And something that, you know, we want to make money from so that we can continue to do it and justify spending all the time that we do on it.
Yeah, and the amount of like emotional breakdowns I almost had in the past week from setting up the podcast.
Yeah, no.
Because we are doing this from home, and I'm just kind of like a one-woman production team here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, basically we just wanted to put options, no pressure at all. But if you wanted to support us in any way, there's like a few tiers. We're going to figure it out. It's not official. We want to figure out how to like say thank you more and add things to those tiers as rewards or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, just light little options in case you wanted to like be like, hey, you're super cool.
Yeah, seriously, like zero pressure at all. We want to do like a live stream version of this show at some point, like regularly. We would love to implement that. And yeah, I mean, the memberships are just going to be little things like getting like, you know, our emote, like emotes for us and like highlighted chats. Like if we are doing live streams or like, you know, getting your comments kind of pushed to the top of the videos, little things like that. And we'll definitely be adding and changing things about that as we go along and figure out what works. But yeah, seriously, no pressure. But if you want to kind of support a little bit extra, you know, be in the world, and we'd be very appreciative.
And then it'll give me more leverage to make freaking awesome YouTube videos.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll be like, listen, Trevor, you have 12 paid subscribers who are waiting for their video this month.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And yeah, also if you have any, I don't know, feedback or suggestions about the show, like this is new to us, so feel free to drop it in the comments. Also if you're free to tell us how amazing and great we are and perfect we are, that would mean a lot to me. Yeah, we're gonna do new episodes every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And also another shout out to Beacon here at the end for hooking us up. If this all sounded very crispy to you, thank you to them, and thank you to Raven for setting up all of the audio.
If it didn't sound crispy, it's probably my fault because I edited it in post.
If it doesn't sound crispy, somehow it's my fault. Yeah, thank you everyone so much for watching. Really pumped about the show, pumped to make more episodes. So stay tuned for more yap time.
Bye.
Signing off. Bye.